Utah's youth have drawn attention over the years in reality shows like So You Think You Can Dance and Dancing with the Stars. They have shown up each season and demonstrated to millions of viewers that when it comes to dancing, Utahns don't mess around.
Once you produce something that is at such a high level like dances, I think it just becomes kind of commonplace for people to then put their kids in dancing. And because the level is so high, it forces other kids in that area to rise to the occasion as well. And we're blessed with lots of good training as well in Utah.
That's Chelsea Hightower. She grew up in Utah, training as a ballroom dancer, and at 18, competed on season 4 of So You Think You Can Dance. She became an all-star and choreographer. She then joined Dancing with the Stars for 7 seasons as a professional and choreographer.
We already know that the ballroom dancing is a really big thing here. I think that's really surprising to other states that don't know about that, is that Utah does have a huge market for ballroom dancing. And it's interesting because it also has its own ballroom world. We have our own, you know, costume makers, shoemakers, and that's something you don't see in other states.
Martin Skupinski is one of the owners and instructors at Ballroom Utah Dance Studio in Salt Lake City.
I've competed in Europe and then in Canada, and I danced professionally a long time ago, but now I dance with my students, like pro-am. What you see on Dancing with the Stars, I dance with my students in competitions, and so my students win titles. And that's more rewarding, because if I am a good dancer, great, but can I make somebody else a good dancer?
He says that it's common for pros to dance with the amateurs at competitions like Utah Star Ball, a competition in Salt Lake City in September, and that ballroom is not just for the youth.
Long time ago, adult people went dancing to restaurants, to clubs, to country clubs. For a while in the 70s, 80s, that kind of disappeared, and now it's coming back again. So yes, we do have a lot of adult. And maybe it's because when they were young, they were dancing in the colleges, in BYU, UVU, all of those colleges have dance programs, and now they're adults, they have children, maybe the children are gone, they can come back and dance.
Hightower says ballroom isn't just about competition.
Dancing is, it's universal. Anyone can do it. You know, it takes a little bit of courage to get into the studio, but once you do it, it's so freeing and it's so expressive, and it's the best way of physical exercise, in my opinion. I might be a little bit biased, but, you know, it's fun, and you don't feel like you're working out per se, but you're getting a great workout, and you're stretching your mind at the same time and learning a new skill.
Hightower says the combination of the culture and ratio of kids in Utah, as opposed to other places, makes the state a breeding ground for talented dancers. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Melissa Allison.